From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Sometimes there's so much tough economic news that it's easy to tune things out. Oil prices and stock market are fluctuating and the unemployment rate is going up. The question is not just how will it affect me, but when? That is, when do big national and international economic moves trickle down to affect most of us? In a few minutes, we'll talk to someone with a unique perspective. He's an entrepreneur whose business is actually going well. But first, we get a big picture look at the economy from Bill Briggs. He's a professor and the chair of economics at Howard University. Thanks for coming on again, Bill.
Hi, Farai.
So the price of oil dropped dramatically last week and the stock market surged. So why is that?
Well, I think the prices have been bid up by speculators. The movement of the price coincided with the realization in the global markets that they couldn't dump dollars into the U.S. mortgage market anymore. They needed to find a place to put it, and commodities seemed a safe place to put their money. And now, with the U.S. economy slowing dramatically and the Japanese economy being in a position where some people think it is in a technical recession, there's no way that the price of oil could be sustained at those high levels because there's not going to be the demand.
Speaking of things that happen one place and have a reverb another, there has been a conflict in South Ossetia, which is part of the former Soviet Union. Has that affected the oil issue at all?
Well, we've seen the price go up a little bit, but that's the key in understanding that this run-up probably was caused by speculators, because now we have news that really would affect the oil supply, because there are major pipelines that run through Georgia that feed Europe.
And we're not talking about Atlanta, Georgia. We're talking about Georgia and the Soviet Union.
That's correct. Right. And we haven't seen a big spike in the price. It hasn't gone back up to $140. So I think it's clear that the market has gone back to what are the real factors in supply and demand of oil and not people just dumping money.
Yeah, just again, it was the former Soviet Union, which I mentioned before, but it's part of these republics that used to make up the Soviet Union. And that is just one aspect of the international oil issue. We've talked about Nigeria. But has the oil issue over time affected things like unemployment? I mean, how are these issues linked is what I'm saying. When you've got oil, unemployment, the mortgage issue, are they linked?
Well, they're linked in the following way, that the price of oil is being bid up over time because China and India are growing at a much faster rate and are becoming major consumers of oil. The problem with the United States, everybody wants to say, you know, we should do more domestic oil and all that sort of thing, but our economy has grown. It's almost three times larger than it was in the 1960s. So when somebody says, you know, we used to consume 100% domestic oil. Well, that's when the economy was much smaller. We have outgrown the U.S. supply of oil. And on the global market, for a while, we were the only players. Now we have competition. The Chinese are able to afford all of that oil because we are running a huge trade deficit with them. And that has a lot to do with jobs and wages in the United States and the pressures that are put on it. And that $1 trillion that China holds has a lot of sway in terms of where the money will go. They put a lot of money into U.S. securities and then started drifting into U.S. mortgages. So that made a lot of dollars available for easy credit in the housing market. That market looks not where people want to put their money. And so they need it somewhere to park these trillions of dollars that are floating around because of our trade deficit. And people landed on commodities, at least for a while. And now I think they're drifting back to putting them in more secure, real things.
Well, let's hit two more things before we wrap up. One of them is mortgages. Last week, the mortgage giant Fannie Mae reported a $2.3 billion quarterly loss. It was three times larger than analysts had predicted. And Freddie Mac, another titanic mortgage firm, also revealed a major loss this quarter. So we've talked a bit about how these organizations are linked to the U.S. government, although they are freestanding organizations. What does it really mean that they're having such deep financial troubles at this point?
Well, what they hold as assets are home mortgages. And so when they fall, when home values fall, the value of what they're holding falls dramatically, and that makes them post losses. But what they're considering an asset are the liabilities of individual households, that is, all of us holding a mortgage, a second mortgage, or whatever. And so that means we're in deep trouble in terms of the household balance sheet, and we haven't seen the worst of it. The worst is yet to come. The unemployment rate is going up because we aren't generating new jobs, not because we've seen massive layoffs. And the layoffs are yet to come. You know, we've heard news about airlines laying off people, and the auto industry is cutting back on employment as we've seen sales drop for them. But we haven't seen those show up in the numbers yet. So when they start showing up, unemployment will continue to be a drag, and people don't have jobs. They can't afford mortgages.
Already, we are seeing a huge amount of change in the unemployment numbers. And in fact, it's at a six-year high. Although we have not yet seen, in percentage points, it's not a huge leap. But in a country as big as this, even small changes in the unemployment rate have huge ramifications. You mentioned that we haven't seen the worst of things. What has happened so far, and what do you see ahead?
Well, so far what has happened is for African Americans, of course, has gone up quite dramatically since 2007, when it was getting close to 6.5%, and now it's getting closer to 9%. And the Hispanic community has gone up dramatically because they are overrepresented in construction. The other problem is that people are now working part-time involuntarily. That is, they would like to work full-time, but their companies are pulling back on their hours. A lot of firms are running very, very, very lean and mean. And so they aren't able to lay off people yet because that would mean they'd have to go out of business. And so they're cutting people back to part-time, even though people would like to work full-time. So the unemployment number is masking some deeper problem that households are facing.
Well, on that note, Bill, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Bill Spriggs is a professor and chair of economics at Howard University, and he spoke to us from NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C.